going to give you a little, very short history of what John is talking about here. In the time of Jesus, and in other some places in the Middle East still it's going on, we had two kinds of shepherds, the hired one and the owner of the sheep. Now, at night, they somehow put all the sheep together in a safe place in case the wolves come. Then in the morning, the shepherd, one after another, will come, and they make a type of voice that only his sheep can recognize. So they come, he calls them, and only those sheep will come out through the sheep gate and follow him to go to the pasture. One by one. That's what Jesus says. I know mine, and mine know me. They recognize my voice. Very simple, beautiful gospel. Sheep and shepherds. A friend of mine told me, which you know, I'm sure, when you can sleep, count the sheep. Start counting the sheep. Well, I did that so many times, and many, many times, I ran out of sheep. So then I told him, well, he said, from now on, talk to the shepherd. I said, are you kidding? The shepherd talks all night long. Look what he has here, you know, in the Holy Bible. It will keep me up all night. Anyway, all of us know the shepherd that never stops, never ceases to come and look for his sheep to make sure they are safe. No better picture of Jesus than the one of him as the good shepherd. You see that picture so many times. Jesus with a little lamb on his shoulders and the sheep following him. He spoke about that parable when the shepherd lost one sheep and he had 99 left. But he was not happy. He left everything behind, made sure the 99 are safe, and went to look for the one that was lost. And he was not happy till he found that little lamb. The shepherd tells us the ceaseless vigilance, self-sacrificing life. The good shepherd, Jesus Christ, loves his flock, his sheep. But Jesus in the gospel, as you know, is not really speaking about sheep, but about people. As we read in the Psalms, we are the sheep, the people, the sheep of his flock. Now, the Greek word for sheep is probaton. I hope I am pronouncing that right. I don't know Greeks here, are there? So you don't mind that. Which means the forward walking animal. Again now. Get the sheep going forward and they cannot go in reverse. If the shepherd decides to go in front of them, fine. If he goes behind them, then they go behind him. The shepherd always leads. Now, with cows, as you know, it's a different story. Cows are herded from the rear. You never see cowboys in front. They're in the back, making all kinds of noise so that the cows keep moving. If you attempt this with the sheep, they will round back behind, because sheep have to be led and not pushed. And there's a sense of freedom there given to us by God. He wants us to follow, not to be pushed. Jesus wants to lead us. Now, the metaphor in the gospel has more depth than we can realize. As I said, there are two kinds of shepherds: the hired man and the owner of the sheep. The gospel makes it clear that the hired man, as I said, works for money. The owner, on the other hand, will do everything, anything, to protect the sheep, the flock. Now, Jesus gives the word a new shepherd. Certainly, Jesus was not a hired man. And he was not exactly the owner of the sheep. He became a shepherd by choice. God the Father sent him to us and to be a shepherd because he loves us. God loves us and puts us in the care of Jesus, the good shepherd that leads us safely home. Now, every now and then, as you know, a new shepherd comes into being, and quite a few people follow blindly. We see young people who leave the security of their homes and families and follow a gang leader. Move over, Jesus. I am going to lead. As you know, we have been reading a lot about the San Francisco Archbishop, who is being verbally attacked because he wants to lead the flock according to the commandments and the Christian principles. But if you agree with him or not, that's not a story, but that's his duty. And that's what the San Francisco City Council can understand. The bishop cannot go against the Ten Commandments. He cannot go against the Christian principles. It is his duty to lead people safely. And because of this, he is verbally attacked by even some Catholics. Listen what God said to Moses. Keep my commandments, that you and your people may live. Repeat them over and over to your children. Let us all remember that no one has the authority or the power, not even the church, to add, subtract, or modify the commandments. They were given to us by God Himself. They are not 10 suggestions given to us by a vote. They were given to us by God Himself when He handed them over to Moses. John Paul II, speaking to young people in Rome, he says, there are no detours, no breakdowns, no lost direction for those who follow Jesus. Now, this past week, there was an article in our local paper too. Somebody was speaking with Father Michael when he was here. And the article says in a nutshell that Catholics are aimless wanderers because their shepherds do not know if they are going to heaven for sure, and therefore the sheep don't know either. Now maybe this man made a contract with God already, and he is sure, 100%, that he is going up there. That's fine. And we are to be sure too, if we follow Jesus. Jesus said he was sent not to condemn, but to bring us to God's kingdom. By the way, also, our Jew departer here, she answered that article in today's paper, if you want to read it. And you know, Judy, she doesn't leave a stone unturned, you know. Well, thank you, Judy. John Paul II again says, Jesus is no lover of measures and does not hesitate to pursue us with the question, when he even said to his disciples, will you also go away? And Simon Peter answered, to whom shall we go? You have the word of everlasting life. Jesus gives life. He is the true shepherd that protects, binds the wounds, and feeds his flock. He leads us home safely. Through him, and through him alone, we think we can find access to God. That's why he is the sheep gate. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.